I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. On this weekly broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called Dick Groat's Kane Connection. One can easily make the argument that Dick Groat is Western Pennsylvania's all-time greatest athlete. In that conversation, you'd have to mention the Flying Dutchman, Honus Wagner, Arnold Palmer, Stan the Man Musial, Joe Montana, and Johnny Unitas, among others, as each excelled in his own respective sport. But Dick Groat stands out from all the rest for having reached the pinnacle of success in two sports, basketball and baseball. He was Player of the Year in college basketball in 1954, and his is the first jersey ever to hang from the rafters at Duke's Cameron Indoor Stadium. In the 1960, he was the most valuable player of the National League and led the Pirates to the most memorable and improbable World Series victory in history over the powerful New York Yankees. Groat was signed by Pirates general manager Branch Rickey just days after graduating from Duke, where he had been a two-time All-American in basketball and baseball. Both the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Giants were interested in him, but he had always hoped to play for the Pirates after growing up a few miles away from Forbes Field. He was a five-time All-Star during his baseball career. Dick Groat's ties to Kane run deep. His father, Martin, was associated with the great hotel era in Kane. When Kane's industry was bursting with activity during the glass boom and the lumber and railroading heydays came upon the heels of the oil excitement, many hotels sprung up in town. Some of the names of the long-gone hotels include the Fleming, Alpha, Lamont, St. Elmo, New Kane House, Centennial, and Park Avenue Hotels. Martin Groat was one of the operators of the Griffin Hotel, which went out of business with the advent of Prohibition following World War I. The Griffin was located at numbers 75 and 77 Fraley Street. The hotel was publicized as a great attraction, not only for traveling men, but for the traveling public. The three-story brick building had 40 rooms fitted with every convenience, ample baths, and even electric bells. Dick Groat's grandfather, Elijah, lived in Kinzu and built and operated the St. Charles Hotel there in the 1890s, passing away in 1922. Dick Groat and his father kept a cabin for hunting and fishing in Kinzu until the Kinzu Dam flooded the valley in the early 1960s. When Groat's mother, Grace Swally Groat, passed away in 1978, Dick brought his father's ashes to Kane on a sad mission and had them interred together with his mother's at Forest Lawn. Martin Groat had previously passed away in Pittsburgh in 1968. Dick Groat was a frequent visitor to Kane during his playing days and was renowned for his local public speaking arrangements. His parents attended every home game he played in Forbes Field throughout his career. After his retirement from baseball, Groat operated the Champion Lakes Golf Course near Ligonier with former Pirate teammate Jerry Lynch. In 1979, Groat joined Pittsburgh broadcasting icon Bill Hillgrove as radio color analyst for the University of Pittsburgh men's basketball team. He is still going strong in that role today at 86 years old. Dick Groat is truly one of Western Pennsylvania's sports heroes, and Kane has always held a special place in his heart. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. and thank you for listening.